This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We have been reading through the minor prophets in the Old Testament. Today we come to Zephaniah, who speaks about God's day of judgment. Around the dial of a church clock in Strasbourg, France, are the words, "One of these hours the Lord is coming." Now that's so true. Are you ready to meet him? God is exceedingly long-suffering, but there is a point beyond which he declares war. There is a judgment day in God's timetable, and what a dreadful day that will be. Those who carelessly say in their heart, "The Lord will do nothing, either good or bad," Zephaniah 1:12, will one day find him searching for them with lamps. When he finds them, he will strike. Zephaniah describes what that dreadful day will be like in his prophecy. As always, there will be a remnant among God's professing people. They are the residue after God's purging fire. To remain true to God at all times, even times of fierce testing, is essential to be numbered among those in whom he delights. Listen to his promise given to Zephaniah the prophet in chapter 2, verse 3. "Seek the Lord, all you humble of the land, you who do what he commands. Seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you will be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger." Later in 3:17, Zephaniah promises, "The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing." I would suggest you seek the Lord and humble yourself before him before the day of calamity strikes. Trust him to keep you safe today.